Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. The overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 10:18, up 18 on the open. May, 10:30, up 17. Spring wheat in Minneapolis opened 60 higher, and the May open limit up at 30. The Chicago Board of Trade March wheat opened at 982, up 29 on the open. May, 995, up 17 and a half. July, 907, down 1. December, 933, up 3 and a half. July of 2009, 877, down 4 on the open. March corn opened at 506, up 3 and a quarter on the open. May, 517 and a half, up 3 and a quarter. July, 526 and a half, up 3 and a half. September, 519, up 3 and a quarter. December, 513 and a half, up 3. March, 521 and a half, up 2 and 3 quarters. The May of 2009, 526 and a half, up 1. July, 531 and 3 quarters, up 2 and a quarter. And December of 2009, 494, up 3 and a half on the open. March beans open at 1261, up 7 and a quarter on the open. May, 1278, up 5 and 3 quarters. July, 1294 and a half, up 7 and a half. August, 1286, up 8. November, 1237, up 8 and a quarter. January of 2009, 1244 and a half, up 7 and 3 quarters. March, 1249 up 7. May, 1250 up 1. July, 1255 up 6. November of 2009, 1192 up 8 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 338 up 140 on the open. And the May at 345 is up 220. March soybean oil open at 52.92, up 37 on the open. May, 53.60 up 41. January feeders open at 99.65, up 10 on the open. March, 102.50, down 17 and a half. February live cattle open at 91.25, up 50 on the open. April, 94.20, up 37 and a half. February lean hogs open at 57.50, up 25 on the open. April, 64.70, up 120. And February bellies open at 89, up 75 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is John Hester of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Let's begin with a fundamental question and just ask you, how much of the rally that we're seeing, this little mini rally in soybeans and corn, can we attribute to the wild and wacky ride that's going on in Minneapolis with the wheat?
I think some of it is the connected. I don't know what percentage of the move. I wouldn't even speculate, but I would say our wild and wacky ride in the Chicago wheat is attributed probably 90% to the Minneapolis wheat. And the grain, and in the corn and the soybeans, probably, it's probably divorced itself from it to a certain extent, you know, maybe 10%, 10 to 25% probably in the grain market is, you know, spill over to the corn and the beans, the rally.
It's interesting because, you know, Minneapolis has been locking limit up for several sessions in a row, and the people I talk to suggest that little ride is not yet over. There could be a couple more limit up sessions as well. Does that take Chicago wheat with it for some more contract highs?
I personally believe that it would. the thing about it is, you know, they, you know, Minneapolis wheat locks the limit up, and so if people want to play wheat, then they got to go to a more liquid market. So then they go to the CBOT and, you know, trade the our wheat. And so, you know, if they want to trade wheat and it locks limit up, then they got to go to the other markets to trade it. So, yes, it'll spill over.
So if you need to buy wheat for a speculative play, you come to the Chicago to get that function filled.
Right.
So there's got to be coming a day when the spreads are going to realign. What's your best estimate on that?
Boy, I don't really know. I think my personal belief is that this is probably a blow-off top in the wheat market. And when Minneapolis wheat probably runs its course, and whether it's today or three more limit days up, I don't know. And, you know, probably the funds or somebody on a computer, when it, you know, trips the trigger on it to sell, then it'll start down, and there'll probably be two or three limit down days in it also.
And at that point, does it take corn and beans down with it?
Probably to a certain extent. I don't think it will take it down, you know, limit moves or anything like that, but it very easily could weigh on the market to a certain extent. I think right now the corn market and the bean market is basically trading on, you know, recession fears, world equity, and that sort of thing. You know, when we don't have fears, the market seems like it's going up, and last night the world equity, the stock markets were up a little bit, and the president talked last night and you know, said some fairly decent things, and you know, that was considered positive and anti-recession.
Well, then let's look at where these markets are going then from a technical standpoint, because If you looked at corn over the last several sessions, the 10-day moving average was providing some pretty stout overhead resistance, and we managed to poke through overnight and are seeing some follow-through today above that 10-day moving average. Do you think that if we can close above the 10-day moving average, we could then call that 10-day moving average a good support level at this point?
Yes. I believe so. When you close above resistance, then resistance becomes support. So I would say yes, technically. And, you know, I think there's more upside left in this corn market. I don't know whether it's 20 cents, 50 cents, 60 cents. But, you know, it appears till the acreage numbers are firmed up this spring that there's going to be some upside. And it's going to be highly volatile.
It appears, as I look at the charts and trying to interpret them, that in the December, maybe around the 520s, is becoming a pivotal point for a potential upside movement.
Yes, I believe that's a good number, within a penny or two either side of that. Mm-hmm. Yes, 520 would be right now. 520 is overhead resistance, and if it breaks through that, then we should go to a new plateau.
And in the beans, I'm kind of looking at 1260 because that was a sell stop on the way down. If we get 1260 on the way up, maybe then 1280, and then who knows what.
Now we're talking November?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that. And also, you know, I think the contract high is, what, 1304.5, 1304, right in that area. And, you know, if we close above that, then, you know, possibly we could be off to the, you know, the races to a new plateau, and, you know, possibly look to that 1450 area. And that's just a number that, you know, people are quoting, and, you know, it's just who knows where, as you stated. I mean, it could be 1550 or it could be 1375.
Thank you much, John.
Hey, thank you.
John Hester of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Ed Kieser tells us a winter storm warning is in effect for Ford, Iroquois, and Livingston counties from 12 noon today until 12 noon tomorrow. A blowing snow advisory is in effect for McLean County from 12 noon today until 12 midnight tonight, and then a wind advisory in effect for the following counties: Champaign, Christian, Clark, Coles, Cumberland, DeWitt, Douglas, Edgar, Logan, Macon, Moultrie, Piatt, Sangamon, Shelby, and Vermilion counties from 12 noon today until midnight tonight. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick in Kansas City. March wheat now at 10.29, up 29. March wheat at the Board of Trade at 9.83, up 20. July, 9.05.5, down 2.5. March corn, 5.03.5, up 1.25. July, 5.24, up 1. December, 5.13, up 2.5. March beans, 12.57.75, up 4. July, 12.88, up 1. November, 12.32, up 3.25. March soybean meal, 3.36.80, up 20 cents. March oil is up 22 cents. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.